Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Redman TV. Welcome to Daily News. I'm Ross Chanley. This is Thomas Dutton. And we're here to bring you loads of Liverpool news and transfer rumours. One today, which is kind of quite big, Tom.
It's
caused lots of conversation in the Twitter world. So we'll get into it in a second. But leave us any comments or thoughts on this one and any other topics as we go through them. It's going to be Dejan Lovren we're going to start with, and the gospel himself of Twitter, Paul Joyce, dropped the bomb on us this morning and said AS Roma in talks with Liverpool over transfer Dejan Lovren, deal possible and asking price around £15 million now. Lovren recognises he is fourth choice.
Ross, I came into the office this morning and went, is there any benefit to this? Because I'm interested to know everyone's thoughts, because obviously we're willing to sell him for £15 million, which is way too low in my opinion. I get that he's in his 30s now, but it's one of them where he's been in around the first team for a long time. He's given us some good performances. There's got to be something that's gonna that is convincing Jurgen Klopp and Michael Edwards to go, all right, we can get rid of this guy. He's a solid fourth choice player, and you can talk about getting rid of wages and stuff, but if you want to compete with Man City, that's what they're paying their squad players, their rotation players. This is a mad one for me. I don't know if you get rid of him, even if he does want to leave. I don't know your thoughts.
Yeah, it seems a bit daft to the fact that our window's closed and now we're doing it. Whereas, like, you're gonna get rid of him, like you just said, like, this is a Liverpool side. But towards the back end of last season, this season, like, you look at it now, we've got a squad, we can compete. We're in, what, 5, 6, 7 competitions this season, if you include the Community Shield and the Super Cup and the World Club Cup Championships and all that stuff. Like, he's going to get game time. I get his fourth choice, but, like, you know, is that because he's underperformed? You also mentioned this morning in the office that he's one of those very few players we've got left that's got baggage.
That's why
some people are saying, good, get rid of him, we don't want him in there. He's, you know, he's prone to a brain fart and people don't want that.
Yeah.
And then Mingley was one of those other ones that's gone now. And I just mentioned it yesterday that Adrian came on. Mm-hmm. But that was Mingley coming on in that game. Wouldn't have got that reception.
Yeah.
The crowd would have gone, what's going on here?
Exactly.
Lovren just kind of have that, but it just seems it seems daft in the sense of where the transfer market is. And this is part of the problem we're gonna have with all the European markets still being open. And ours is closed. People go, yeah, I'm going to love him.
I mean, it's what happened with Mignolet. It's what happened with Klein. Again, we were speaking about it this morning. That if players want to go, Jurgen Klopp will let them go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He likes that squad harmony. He likes players to know that, look, the value. You've given us so much. Like, he's given us the Dortmund game and he got us to a Champions League final. And he's done all this really, really top quality, world-class stuff. And Jurgen Klopp's gone, okay, we're okay with you leaving then. If that's what you want to do, you don't want to be a part of this journey anymore with us, then go. It just, sometimes maybe you've got to be a bit ruthless. And look, it's not happened yet.
But can you not be ruthless in the sense of going, you're not going anywhere, we need a squad?
That's
and
what
also,
I mean.
Also, you mentioned Harmony there. Where's the bromance with Salah?
With Salah, exactly. And I asked this on the news yesterday to Ben and Chris, if you want to hear their thoughts on this. They had a good chat on it yesterday, so go and watch that news show as well. It is just, I really just want to know people's opinions on this in the comments. Obviously, we'll take some at the end, and I think we'll discuss it a bit more after that. But leave us all your comments.
Just quickly, though, on the price tag, £50 million. Is that a good price?
No. I get that he's old, and I get that
he's not old, Tom.
But it's 15 million and it's his wages on top of that, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. I think it's too low. Anyway, moving on, Andy Lonergan set to join Liverpool on short-term contract. This has come from Liverpool themselves. Basically, Alisson's injured. We need someone to come in. We need an experienced man to come in. We've also got youth goalkeepers injured or coming back from injuries. This is, look, a short-term basis, basically. We're allowed to bring him in because he's not in contract. It doesn't matter about the transfer window being shut, we're allowed to bring him in because he's not in contract. There aren't many. Well, obviously, there's another one in a sec. There aren't many who we can bring in. No. So we've just gone, we need bodies in here. Well, I mean, what's your thoughts?
I'm fine with it. I think it's one of them ones where, you know, touch wood, he's just going to go on the bench and kind of fill the squad out because obviously Alisson's injured for a couple of weeks and Adrian's going to come in, you'd think. So it makes sense, doesn't it? It's going to cost you anything. If he plays a couple of games on the bench, then fine. He's sort of had that, well, it was supposed to be a short-term period anyway in the club. I know he wasn't during the summer and working. And he can even work with the youngsters as well. Like he's been around plenty of clubs. He knows what he's doing and stuff. Would I be confident in him starting the Premier League game? Probably not, because I wouldn't see him with face value and being in training with the pre-season tour and all that stuff and whatever. But if he's a quick fix, then sound.
Exactly.
Right. One person isn't a quick fix, Tom, which a lot of people will probably be happy to hear, is not Lloris Karius.
Well, we couldn't get him at all. He didn't even cross my mind to bring him in because he is on a two-year loan deal and then they have to buy him. They're obligated to buy, it says here, for a further $7.2 million on top of the $2.25 loan fee. And he's contracted, so we wouldn't even be able to bring him in. So basically, there isn't a clause in his contract to bring him back. We couldn't do it anyway, even if we wanted to, because he's contracted and you can't do that with the Premier League rules now set. We were never going to get him.
In the nicest possible way, I'm so happy about that.
But that'd be worse than Mignolet coming out. I think Mignolet would have got an all-right reception the other day, but Adrian just got a massive reception. It's a new slate. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a new thing. Moving on to Wednesday, Ross. Mm. Liverpool have confirmed the 23-man travelling squad. You can see it on the screen. Fabinho, Van Dijk, Van Alden, Milner, Keita, Firmino, Mane, Salah, Gomez, Adrian, Henderson. I don't know why I read these out. You know the Oxlade-Chamberlain, Lallana, Lonergan, Shaqiri, Brewster, Robertson, Origi, Matip, Hoover, Kelleher, Alexander-Arnold and Elliot.
Ill, sore back.
Misses out due to illness. He's not ill, is he, really?
Is that a new term for transfer, is it?
You know what I mean? And to be honest, it's probably the right move not to take him over with all this stuff gone, because he might move while the game's going on.
I get it from his perspective.
Yeah.
I'm going on fourth-choice centre-half here. I'm not really happy. But it's just that the timing seems stupid, which doesn't seem Liverpool to me. Like I said before, you know, if he's not happy, he recognises fourth-choice centre-half. Matip's form towards the back end of last season, or probably most of last season, was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Joe Gomez, before his injury, was, again, phenomenal. He's not declining in the sense that he's going off, but you know, he's, like you said, he's in his 30s, which is all for a football in terms.
He's
prone to their mistakes. You know, maybe something that the club could have assessed earlier, in my mind, just to have us covered at the back. I know Fabinho can go in there, but I don't want that. I don't want our best defensive midfielder to have to play centre-half in some games.
But then there's youth coming through. There are options.
Yeah, but when you go for a Premier League, you go for all these other competitions.
I agree, you shouldn't be
doing that.
I agree, but looking at that squad, it's a very, very strong squad coming up against Chelsea. James Milner... Well, when this moves, James Milner basically is urging the players to get in the habit of winning trophies, he said. That's a very, very strong squad, isn't it, Ross, to go over and face a Chelsea team who, really, we as European champions, and they've had a rough start to the season, obviously lost against United, we should be going out there and proving that we're better than them.
I watched Chris's preview with Louis last night, and he said, you know, he's still classed as a major honour. Well, why shouldn't you go for these trophies? I think there's some plans are in kind of balance because of all the fixtures that we've got, and you know, with the injuries and the squad and stuff, some people kind of put into a side, and it's up for opinion, obviously. But I want us to go and win it. Mentally or psychologically, we've got a trophy.
Yeah.
2 games into the season, let's go and carry on going win some more. Obviously, the Community Shield, the big 50p, I think it's the same as that. If you don't win it, you can carry off sound, we'll move on. We've got a lot of things
but
to
then,
go
Ross,
for.
This is a big opportunity to go top of the pile again. The most honours in English football, we go ahead of United. We're currently level with them, and we go out there and just go, we are top of the pile again, we are back above United. What said Alex Ferguson wanted to knock us off our perch. Jurgen Klopp comes in and goes, you've been gone a while now, mate. Liverpool are back. We've got a resurgence. Obviously, James Milner says, we're playing against another top team, another English team, obviously, again. I think it's a good way to start the season if you can win a trophy. It's more silverware for the club if you can do that. I mean, we already knew all this. Everyone, I think, in the comments wants to win this. If you don't want to win this, let me know why, and why are you a Chelsea fan in our comments, basically. It's genuinely one of them. You've got to go out there. Obviously, we missed out on the Community Shield against City, but that's a tough opponent. It's still a tough opponent in Chelsea, and every single player has talked about that. Gomez, Trent and Milner, now that I've seen, speaking about look, it's going to be a tough test, but you've got to go out there.
I think it's a good time to play them in the sense of, if you watch the game on Sunday, they were good in part for large parts of that game, and they're really looking not to score a few goals. Mm-hmm. But I still think it's a good time to play in the sense of they're kind of still finding their feet. And yeah. You know, Lampard doesn't know his best squad, but the best formation by the looks of it. You know, Zouma's confidence will be on the floor after his performance. You know, our front three can get it there back four.
I mean, we've done a build up on all this. We have done an opposition preview with Louis. Go over and check all that out where we talk in depth on that video. Moving on, Ryan Kent, Ross, basically has deleted everything Liverpool like on his Instagram.
When you break up with a burn, you go, fuck you.
Exactly.
And it never happened.
If you were on the screen now, basically when you click on a story, this comes up. It's quite short, so what I've done is taken a screenshot. This is an excerpt from the Bible. Okay. Where it says, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." I'm really happy we don't speak like that anymore. So I went and got a translation because I don't understand that at all.
A Bible translation?
These are loads of different interpretations, I think, and that's a big thing for me, is he's probably got his own interpretation of this, so... By us saying this, this isn't what he means, you know. It could be something different, who knows. But there's a few here, English Standard Version, "And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, their destruction is not asleep." People are saying that this is about Liverpool, not letting them go out on loan. He's deleted all his stuff from his Instagram about Liverpool. He obviously wanted to move away, I'm guessing. He's decided to put a Bible quote in there. Did you think this is bad form for him to be coming out? Obviously, there was a load of talk about the fella who posted on Instagram and stuff. The youth player, what was it?
Camacho,
and everyone was like, oh, it's out of order. Is that out of order?
It's difficult, isn't it? Because obviously we can't say for sure that it's about Liverpool. But if it is, it just strikes of kind of immaturity and he would be frustrated. But again, you know... You go through life and you deal with things in certain ways, don't you? You think that's not done him any favours at all. He's got to keep up a fuss, go and talk to the people that are employing him rather than put it on social media and leaving it up to everyone to guess and, you know, talk about. Because, again, like, we just start the season. Like, I know it's small fry, but I don't want to be talking about Ryan Kent's Instagram post, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is mad. I mean, look, he's been all right in pre-season. Hasn't impressed me massively. He's been good, he's been direct, but it's one of the, it is
in
it
that situation
weird.
If you can't go out on loan, you get your head down, you crack on and push yourself to go and play in those.
But he's just been player of the season for Rangers. He's done that, he's proven himself in another club. He's come back to Liverpool, he wants to move away. They've not been able to agree stuff, and now he's stuck at Liverpool in his mind. It is a tough one, but obviously we'll be speaking loads about that and on the Dejan Lovren stuff and on the all the other transfer stuff. And
everything we just spoke about. News.
Everything we spoke about in much more depth and detail over on RedmanTV.com. You can see right here, there's a stats and tactics. They are back. Chris is there doing basically going through, delving into the games, looking at them in depth.
I watched the Origi goal thing yesterday. And I was texting last night. It's like, it's just like, I'm not big on tactics or stats. Because I'm a bit thick when it comes to that. I just see the football as a simple game, and I watched it and I texted him with like the stuff that you noticed that explains to you. Go, Jesus Christ, like it's dead good. Yeah, there's a free clip on YouTube.
Exactly, yeah, there's a free clip on YouTube. We will annotate to that at the end, I assume. Basically, we're not allowed to show the footage, so we're showing pictures and the way that Chris is showing the different phases of play, the different ways that we're attacking, and just how Liverpool create goals. It basically is a teaser to the stats and tactics where he goes in depth on all the numbers and what each, how we win the games or how we maybe lose the games. Really, really interesting. Obviously, you've gone around the league with Ben and Lodden out today. Fantastic show as well.
Well, it's like a bit like Match of the Day, but a bit... Then I was just looking at the league through non-Liverpool glasses and kind of assessing. It's good to talk about other clubs. I know we're a Liverpool fan channel, but it's good to kind of just talk about something different and change. And obviously this weekend was all the VAR stuff. It was like United-Chelsea. It's kind of just kind of see what's going on, basically, and how it affects Liverpool in a sense, but like just not slating everyone.
Yeah, and obviously go and check out the women's stuff if you're interested in all that. They have a YouTube channel where they're putting the podcast out tomorrow, ramping up to the new season. It's going to be fantastic. But, Si, comments?
I'll start with the Ryan Kent stuff because I like this comment from Kay Brennan. He says, "When was football last mentioned in the Bible? When Jesus got nailed at a cross."
Okay, I like that.
When we were talking about the squad as well, Andrew Hasselden said it's interesting that Elliot is in the squad over Ryan Kent, which which is interesting.
So that might be part of the problem with Ryan Kent. He's probably seen the likes of Rooster being fast tracked. I didn't think about that as a really good comment, actually, of Elliot coming in.
Yeah.
And his nose knocked out of place and going, actually, that was supposed to be my spot. But
should have been worked harder than him, mate. You were right. Put your head down. If there's a kid who's younger than you getting in the squad ahead of you after you were Rangers' best player, you've got to go out there and you've got to prove yourself for me. I mean, obviously, Ryan Kent's a good player, but this Elliot looks like an absolute wonder kid. Elliot's probably not going to play. But it's one of them. Ryan Kent, you're right.
He'd look like a guy should be on that plane. Even if Elliot doesn't play, it's getting the experiences and being like he's around the squad like he was at the Community Shield and a bit of pre-season and stuff like played.
Do it in training.
Yeah.
Jürgen Klopp will reward you if you do it in training. He's obviously not.
Yeah. So there's loads of Lovren stuff, as you'd expect. I put a little comment in before the stream started saying, do you think we might be making a mistake here?
Yeah.
And there's been quite a bit of debate about it. Lee Carter said yes. I think Dejan should stay. Matip and Gomez have all had longer-term injuries, and Dejan is excellent cover. If he is to be sold, it should be next summer. Mm-hmm. And then Kay Brennan, who's the fellow who just said the Jesus joke, said, no, let Lovren off if he wants out. I don't like to keep players who want out. We still have Matip, Van Dijk, Gomez, Hoover and Fabinho as centre-backs. Let Lovren go, and I wish him the best. But to be honest, for all the years we had him, he terrified me a bit when playing. Rushed in a lot and made a big mistake around every 3 months.
That's that baggage we were talking about before, why people's perception of him, like they don't want him, and both arguments are valid in my opinion. I'd have him just for selfishness and having that cover there. Like I think it was a period towards the last season he was out and then he came in for the Porto game at home, dead sound, and you're thinking, go to 4-3 centre-half. Like, look around the league of people's 4-3 centre-half, they're nowhere near as good as he is, and I get, he's, like this comment says, he's prone to mistake. I get that, and he's a bit rash. I think he kind of eradicated that a lot more than he used to. Obviously the Spurs game when his head fell off and he got hooked up at half time.
Yeah.
You know, we've not had that many mistakes since then, but
it is an opening for the youth players in terms of obviously Gomez, even though he was ahead of him, there's Hoover coming through, but he's been more playing on the right hand side a bit more, there's Van den Berg in there. But it is an opportunity now, and I think that's a big thing, is Jürgen Klopp's probably sat down and gone, I want to give these youth players the FA Cup and the League Cup. So then where is Lovren getting this game, in fairness? If in rotation of the Premier League, Champions League, it's going to be Matip coming in before them. And then if you're going into the League Cup, it's going to be Van Dijk and a youth player. You'd assume.
There's quite high chance that them players are going to get injured at least at some point during the season.
Yeah, so I mean, is this a season to be giving youth a chance when you're going for another Champions League, when you're going for a Premier League?
Was it the season to give Trent a chance and then he turned out to be amazing? Yes. Gomez? Yes. We have track records of these youth players being put into cauldrons and coming out as top players. Obviously, I agree with everything everyone's saying. It's a risk, but we've weighed that risk up.
The problem with that, like you just said, is with the youth players, is we only see it on face value. So we only see them like pre-season games. That's all we can judge them on. Whereas Klopp season in training sessions,
he must know. One more, sorry.
We had a super chat before from F. Sam Ulasam.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. But he said, do you have any job vacancies? I graduate with the 2-1 in media. Send a CV to simon@theredmantv.com and I'll see what the score is with that. I'll just read out a few of the Lovren one because we've spoke about it loads, but there was a few decent comments that on both sides. Red Men says, seems like we're trying to sabotage our season. He should be told he's staying. We need him. The lack of cover up front and left back will cost us dearly. We all know what's coming.
That's a good point, that, actually, because if Trent does get injured, like, I know you can shove Milner in there, but that's an opportunity for Gomez to kind of get pushed out there, and then you're still leaving yourself short of a centre-back, really, aren't you?
Well, Hoover's there as well. I mean, look, yes, if players get injured, it will be detrimental to our season. That's what happens in football. You've just got to make do with it.
But
you've got to obviously cover yourself by having them.
But it's the case
players.
That if one player gets injured, it's seriously detrimental to our season. And the chances of one player getting injured at some point is likely.
The bar has been set by City in terms of squad depth.
Yeah.
And you look at them and go, they're covered like in every department. And that's the fear of going, well, you get rid of Lovren, as much as people don't like him. You know, just for reassurance, you go, right, centre-half of this game, sound covered, give someone a rest, or if they're injured.
He's not gone yet. As everyone said, he's not
Paul
gone yet.
Joyce has tweeted it, Tom.
Paul Joyce has said we'll take 15 mil. He's probably going to go, but he's not gone yet. He's ill. You know what I mean? And he's not going there. The signs that he is leaving, but it could end up that we keep hold of him and it's all fine and it's all rosy and then Alisson comes back and we're fine and no one gets injured.
Panic, Tom. It's transfer.
No, I'm not panicking because we're boss. We just beat Norwich and we're about to play in the second cup final this season. It's fine.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.